Welcome to Trusting in God Podcast, your weekly dose of spiritual nourishment. Join us as we dive into the depths of the Bible, offering daily prayers, weekly Bible studies, and insightful discussions on life's toughest questions, from teachings of Jesus to the essence of the creed and to the power of prayer. We'll explore it all. Law, gospel, sacraments, no topic is off limits. Have a burning question? Send it our way. Let's navigate through this journey of faith together. Tune in and let's grow in trusting in our God. Trusting in God Podcast on all streaming platforms. Romans 8 and 18. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Cancer, heart attack, bankruptcy. What do these three seemingly unrelated items have in common? They all identify sufferings of one kind or another. We see these sufferings all around us. Friends, relatives, and even we ourselves may have experienced them in our lives. The Apostle Paul was well acquainted with sufferings. He tells us 5 times, I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. Yet in spite of all these problems, Paul was not discouraged or fed up with life. He looked beyond his present situation to the glories which would be his in heaven. For Paul, there was no comparison between his present suffering and his future glory. All the pain, grief, and heartaches of this life were quickly replaced as Paul thought of sharing in Christ's glory in heaven. Hallelujah. Is our life much different from Paul's? We may suffer under different circumstances than Paul did. Nevertheless, suffering and grief is varying in degrees. They have affected all of us. We cannot escape it in this life. The cause of all suffering, sin, is as much as a part of the world today as it was in Paul's world. Ever since the fall of man into sin, suffering has been an ever-present part of man's life. At times, though, it receives too much attention. We rob ourselves of the joy which is ours by faith in Christ. While sin has brought suffering into the world, Christ has made us heirs of a glorious inheritance in heaven. Through faith, we have become the children of God. Just preceding our verse, St. Paul reminds us we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. To share in Christ's glory is beyond description. Everything that we consider beautiful and glorious today is still infected with sin. How much more beautiful and glorious eternity is, we shall simply have to wait and see. St. John describes some of the beauty of the eternal glory when he wrote, "Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down upon them, nor any scorching heat. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." There's no comparison. As we endure the sufferings of this life, let us look forward to future glory in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Oh Lord, be with me in all the sufferings of this life, that I may share in eternal glories with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.